The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early Sunday morning. Today's topic, tax law changes 2018. Helping us try to figure this out is expert CPA, Gloria Papasofagoulos. How's everything?
Everything's great, Ken. Thanks for having me here today.
Are people going to like what's been passed here in the new 2018 tax laws?
Well, they're certainly going to be surprised because there's a lot of new tax law changes this year and going to be impacting everyone in a unique situation on a case-by-case basis, really.
So some people will make out, so to speak, meaning less taxes, mm-hmm. and then some people will be paying more taxes?
Yeah, that's what it appears to be right now. Basically, it depends on everyone's financial situation. So it's, like I said, it's on a case-by-case basis. So what I'm doing now is I am reaching out to all my individual and business clients to come in for some pre-planning to go over with them now so they can best minimize their tax liability and take advantage of these new tax law changes.
Right, Gloria? Because, yeah. I mean, they need to be doing it before December 31st.
Absolutely.
I mean, so they don't want to come to you and say, oh, coulda, woulda, shoulda, or the case is. So for some people, it's major change. For some people, it's kind of same old. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, do you think more people are coming in saying, hey, I think I'm going to get a tax cut? Or I think more people come in and say, I think I'm going to owe more money? Are people fearful about that? Like, what's your kind of people are saying
about
this?
Well, from the get-go, from what I'm hearing, my clients are calling me and saying, what should I expect? I don't even know what to expect. They don't know what they don't know.
It's pretty complicated.
So it is. I mean, there's a lot of changes going on right now. And, you know, like I said, it's impacting everybody differently. So that's why I want to reach out to everybody to come in now so they're not surprised when they come in after next year to get their taxes done.
Yeah, and that's the kind of shoulda, woulda, coulda effect type of thing. So, overview, what are some of the changes that you throw? Like, wow, that's interesting, you know, change that they kind of threw in there?
Well, for individuals, there's a significant change now on itemized deductions. Not a lot of people are going to be able to take full advantage of the past itemized deductions, such as miscellaneous expenses, unreimbursed employee expenses, and they're eliminated now. Okay, so those are gone. Because they have increased and doubled the standard deduction, so a lot of people are just not even going to be affected by the itemized deductions anymore since the standard deductions have now increased.
Right. How about people, I hear from, hey, you know what, I pay $14,000 a year in property taxes or $18,000 a year, and they said, gee, I can only write off $10,000, so I think I'm going to get hit, I'm going to pay more money in taxes, and I kind of hear that as a kind of overall theme.
Yeah, right now that there is a significant change with the sales and local tax deduction. They've minimized it now to $10,000. $10,000 married filing jointly,
$5,000
for single, for individuals.
Yeah, again, I said $10,000. That was kind of assuming being married and so forth. But I guess what kind of throws a lot of people off is that, wait a second, I thought this was, my understanding was a tax cut. I mean, corporations went down from, let's say, 40% tax rates down to, I'm hearing, 20%. So I'm an individual and I'm hearing, wait, my taxes are going up, or at least I can't write off as much as I want to with property taxes?
Well, the property taxes, like I said, are right now, without getting political, I was surprised about the limitation of that SALT deduction, although that is still an ongoing debate. A lot of the state is trying to go around that and make a law around where you can go. And
well, if you're just tuning in, you listen to A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. We're tackling a really difficult topic, tax changes for 2018. We've heard so many different things. We have an expert here with Gloria who's been trying to figure out, trying to navigate for investors and taxpayers alike. So I think the first thing you're really kind of saying is, hey, plan. Let's, if you have an accountant already, go see the person. If not, go see a professional. This is not something that you should probably be doing on your own. Do you kind of agree with that?
Absolutely. I mean, anybody can buy a tax software
off the shelf
tax software, but you're only as good as what the information you put in it. They're not going to guide you with financial planning. They're not going to guide you with maximizing more deductions. And on top of it, you're preparing your taxes after the fact. So it's really not helping you in any way, shape, or form.
It's so funny you say that, because I feel like people say, oh, I did my taxes. I'm doing my taxes. So, okay, what is it? So you get a bunch of statements in, and then you compile them and you input them. No, but doing your taxes, that's not really, it's more about planning. And like December 31st, the reason why we're having this show early November and not in December, I know the holidays are coming and there's so many things you have to do, but the reason why we do this now is that you have a little window here between November and, you know, early November and to the end of December to make changes, if you need to make changes, with the new tax law.
Right. I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, as a result of these new tax laws, I mean, you have to, it's important more than ever now to look at, for guidance with tax planning and get advice from a certified public accountant. I'm not just saying that for my own benefit. Anyone, like I said, can buy off-the-shelf tax software and prepare it, but it's after the fact.
It falls in the camp of doing my taxes.
Exactly.
We're doing our taxes, but there's more of that. What kind of surprised you with the business side of it? Again, I know you have some business clients. What kind of surprised you in the little, again, how many pages said the tax law is like 700 pages or 7,000 pages? I don't know how many pages. I remember one time they said, we're going to try and make the tax laws into an index card, so I guess there's no index card with this tax law.
Well, you will see the new form of the 1040 looking like an index card.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
There is a new form out right now. The IRS has just put out the new form. It's a draft, though.
Okay.
But in addition to the new corporate tax rate drop from 35% to 21%, small businesses are also going to benefit as well with newly created 20% qualified business income deduction for pass-through businesses such as S corporations, partnerships, and sole proprietorships.
So there's definitely some benefits there for those type of entities. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. Today's topic, tax law changes in 2018. And we'll be right back right after these messages.
The stock market seems to be setting records on a daily basis as the Dow Jones has added over 5,000 points in just the past year. Now, do you feel like you're missing out on this move? Should you have a better strategy to take advantage of this market? Our friend Ken Mahoney has a free book offer only for WHUD listeners. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, and it's free for the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. It's the perfect companion to Ken's show, which you're listening to now, and every Sunday morning right here on 100.7 WHUD. Now, the book sells on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but it's free for the first 20 callers right now. 845-371-0101. Leave your name and address, and they will send Ken's book out to you tomorrow. Call 845-371-0101. Now, this is a limited offer. When the book runs out, so will this incredible offer. So if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is for you. 845-371-0101 for Not Your Father's Retirement, a free book from Ken Mahoney. 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. GPS for Your Finances, today's topic, tax law changes 2018. But right before that, we heard Mike Bennett give away my book for free. We asked him to give our book away for free. Not Your Father's Retirement. The first 20 callers will get that book for free. That's 845-371-0101. Get a pen ready. Here we go. 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday. Some Sundays you join us, some Sundays you can't. We cover topics like today's taxes. Sometimes we cover insurance, investments. How about volatility, guys? Have you seen enough volatility? I call this the bungee market, right? So anyway, perfect companion to today's show, Not Your Father's Retirement. Call 845-371-0101. The book sells on Barnes & Noble and Amazon for $17.99. So you can do one of two ways. You can call the office, 845-371-0101, or go to WHUD's home site and scroll down on the lower right-hand side, and you'll find another way to get the book for free. So be the early bird this morning. You're up early anyway. Get that book for free. First 20 callers, 845-371-0101. Right before the break, we're diving into businesses, seeming like individuals kind of say, wait, we may not have got a great deal here. We're not so sure. We got to visit a CPA, figure out what we have to do year end. Certainly, the things about property taxes kind of throw some people off. But when it comes to businesses, it seems seems like it's a win-win all the way around. Is that you kind of feel like?
Yes. As a matter of fact, this 20% qualified business income deduction will benefit a lot of small businesses, such as S-Corps, partnerships, and sole proprietorships. And these are credits that will be allowed to be taken directly on an individual's personal tax return, lowering the amount of their taxable income before tax. So that's a great benefit for small businesses. In regards to some business expense deductions, I wanted to say just want to point out that I was very surprised at the beginning of the year that meals and entertainment expenses deductions were eliminated. But deep down inside, I knew that wasn't going to be completely eliminated. And sure enough, as of October 3rd, 3 weeks ago, the IRS issued new guidance on this topic, saying that taxpayers and business owners may continue to deduct 50% of the cost of business meals.
Interesting. So they made an adjustment because I remember when it first came out too. That can impact restaurants, can impact a lot of businesses because the whole, or golf courses, all these different kind of things that actually benefit from the write off.
Right. And I thought, oh my goodness, how that's a really big impact to small businesses. So I was like, well, I was hoping that wasn't going to
so
be
it goes
the case.
Back to
50
cents on the dollar. So if I take a client
right,
50%. Out,
50%,
$50, I say $25, then you can write off on your taxes.
Right,
and keep receipts and all that good
keep
stuff.
Keep receipts. I always say keep receipts. Cash has no memory.
But going back to receipts, let me just ask you this, because people say, gosh, some people are hoarders. They have their tax returns from 1964, and some people throw them out. What is the kind of proper, how long should people really hold their tax returns for?
Well, the IRS can only go back 3 years if, to audit you.
Okay.
But if they audit you and they find an unreported income and it's material and excessive, they can go back forever.
So I should keep all my tax returns in my garage? Is that what you're saying?
No. I would say 7 years.
Seven years.
Okay, seven years. That's what they say. But as for back to the business meals and expense deduction, I just wanted to elaborate on that because they're saying now that you can deduct 50% of the cost of business meals only if the owner or the employee is present.
Good
and
point.
The food and beverages are not considered lavish or extravagant. But
you mean
the event,
$400 bottle of wine doesn't count anymore, is that what they're saying?
As long as it's... I wouldn't be lavish and extravagant on that.
Exactly.
But
if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, tax law changes 2018. With us is a tax expert, CPA. She's in Rockland County, CPA firm. She's been doing this a long time, working with individual clients, small businesses, estate planning, so forth. Gloria Papa Sofoklis.
Thank you.
Did I get that right this time?
You did.
Okay,
you did. Thank you for that. But the event or the entertainment, like I said, for small businesses will not be deductible. So, for example, if a business took a client out to a baseball game and bought them a hot dog, the hot dog would be deductible, but not the tickets to the game. So everyone has to be made aware.
How about if the Yankees win? Do they change that at all? If the Yankees win or anything?
Not even if the Yankees win.
Sheesh.
No, it's only the meals.
Well, the Red Sox lose. We like that too. So basically, for business owners, really should take a look. First off, I know you don't necessarily look at structure, but some people say, gee, am I taking full advantage of the new laws, being that I'm not a subchapter S or I'm a corporation and so forth. So is there some change of status you would consider to be more aligned with the new tax laws?
I think right now it is very advantageous. Right now, if you have a passion to do something, right now is a great time to open up a business and start investing in your business because of the great tax benefits that are out there.
So that's a good. So again, I guess when you try to look through the tax, sometimes you wonder how they come up with these different incentives or non-incentives.
Right.
So the incentive is really for small businesses to go out and create. Right, and get that tax break to create. And as we said before, they actually reneged. They went back. So you know what, the entertainment thing, that's not right because that's going to hurt other industries, unintended consequences. So this tax law for business owners is a small business owners all the way up to corporations seems to be very positive for job growth.
Yes, it is, and it's stimulating the economy as well too. So there's never been a better time right now to open up a business and invest in your passion.
Right. Yeah, so you have to figure out what your passion is. It's so funny. We work with a lot of retirees, and they said, when I retire, I want to do this, I want to do that. But a good time to go into your passion. And may not be so profitable, but something that you enjoy doing. And then secondary, you get some income out of it. In this case, they're actually rewarding that type of behavior.
Correct, yes.
Right. Yeah, it's interesting how the tax laws come out and actually changes people's behavior, for the better. Or kind of get some areas of the industry or the economy kind of stimulated, so to speak. Yeah, so it's been really positive. We'll be right back right after these messages. GPS for your finances right here on WHUD.
The stock market seems to be setting records on a daily basis as the Dow Jones has added over 5,000 points in just the past year. Now, do you feel like you're missing out on this move? Should you have a better strategy to take advantage of this market? Our friend Ken Mahoney has a free book offer only for WHUD listeners. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, and it's free for the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. It's the perfect companion to Ken's show, which you're listening to now, and every Sunday morning right here on 100.7 WHUD. Now, the book sells on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but it's free for the first 20 callers right now. 845-371-0101. Leave your name and address, and they will send Ken's book out to you tomorrow. Call 845-371-0101. Now, this is a limited offer. When the book runs out, so will this incredible offer. So if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is for you. 845-371-0101 for Not Your Father's Retirement, a free book from Ken Mahoney. 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us. Today's topic, tax law changes 2018. And wow, there's a lot of changes. Well, you just heard from Mike Bennett, all from my book for free, Not Your Father's Retirement, kind of semi-autobiography. For the first 20 callers, early bird gets the worm, we'll get this book for free. Call 845-371-0101. Again, that's 845-371-0101. We have so much volatility in the market. My gosh, I call it the bungee market. We go down sharply, we bounce sharply, we go down again. Which way is up? I'm sure for you at home, can't figure this out. But again, our book, Not Your Father's Retirement, covers volatility, how to make volatility a friend and not your foe. So again, call 845-371-0101. The book sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99. But like Mike said, hey, the first 20 callers, or if you check out WHD.com, lower right-hand corner, get the book for free. 845-371-0101. And right before the break, we're talking about businesses getting some pretty good advantages with the new 2018 tax laws and so forth. And you're just going to go into a little bit more about some advantages, what are things doing, and some pretty good incentives, I guess, for businesses to make investments and prepare for the future.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm also emphasizing for businesses right now to expand, you know, start buying cars, trucks if they can, equipment. There's a lot of bonus.
How many years? So let's say I own a karting business and I want to buy a truck, costs $50,000. Mm-hmm. How do I get to write that off?
You can write pretty much the whole thing off.
In 1 year. Because it'd be like 5 years appreciation. So they're really trying to really push demand.
They're trying to push the incentive to take the deduction for your business and invest more in the economy.
Right. So if you can do this, if you can buy, again, this example, like a truck I just threw out there for $50,000, you probably want to do that before the end of the year then, as an example.
Right. And if you have a business and you're not speaking to a financial tax preparer, a certified licensed accountant who can give you guidance on this, you would not even know that that's something that you could have taken advantage of during the year. All along,
right.
And so, and if you wait till the following year, buy a tax software program off the shelf, you wouldn't have known that.
Look, okay. So I was in seventh grade. My science project was due on Friday, and I did it Thursday night. Okay, I'm just saying. But don't you think most Americans are here in Hudson Valley kind of have this thing about, hey, you know what, my tax due April 15th, I'll get it done April 12th. I mean, right? I mean, that's kind of the feeling. Kind of going back to again, my example of science projects do, you wait to the last minute. But there's obviously in this new tax law some major problems with doing it that way.
Yes, because if you're doing it the old traditional way you've normally done it, you're not going to be able to take all the tax benefits that are out there right now because of the new tax law changes.
So let's go through it. What are some advantages, let's say, or what are things or strategies that businesses can do right now to help reduce their tax liability?
Like I said, the businesses right now should max out their expenses. Actually, business owners can max out on retirement deferral income to put away for their own retirement.
So self-employed could put away into SEPs, a small business owner, maybe Simples or 401ks and those type of things.
Right, and they could see you for that too as well. So that's really what I'm telling my clients right now. And for individuals, I'm telling them also to do that and make more charitable contributions since the itemized deductions are pretty much almost gone, most of them anyway. And
trying to work through there.
And health insurance savings accounts, health savings accounts are also good to put more money into.
Right, I guess we need those, especially the high deductibles we have now and so forth. Mm-hmm. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management, with you here every Sunday morning, bright and early. Yes, got the coffee going, got the tea going. But also, I'm with you Monday through Friday, the famous Mike and Casey in the Morning Show. Around 8:25 in the morning, I give you the national averages, what's going with national news, the local Hudson Valley Index, what's going with local business news. So we do that from Monday through Friday, around 8:25 in the morning I'm on. Then my colleague, Bill Kugel, had you covered in the afternoon, 5:15 or so. You'll hear him talk about the national averages, the national news, market index, and so forth and so on. So we got you covered Monday through Friday. Saturday, we take a break, and here we are back on Sunday. So we're so glad to have Gloria here, kind of breaking through all these things that are going on with the tax law changes of 2018. And again, so how do you think, like, there's so many different things that are changing. Our business now, we have robo-advisors, and, you know, of course, people can do taxes on their own, as you said, getting software off the shelves and so forth. Again, not without the planning, but just get your taxes done, so to speak. But how do you see your industry? I mean, with all the different things that have changed now in the tax law, you know, how do you see your industry? Is that kind of, is it something that it's going to help your industry or kind of hurt your industry, that the new tax law changes?
I think it's going to help our industry because of the tax law changes, which are constantly changing. Even as we speak, they're even talking about the new tax 3.0 coming out, which we don't even know about, but it's supposed to be more.
I know it's 2.0, 3.0, 2.5.
There's now 3.0, which are now going to be more of an incentive for the middle class, but we don't know what that is yet.
Sure.
So
and it may or may not pass either, for that matter.
It may not pass yet. We don't know. But, you know, it's really, it's like I said, it's going to be more, I would, my industry, I believe, is going to be more on a specific niche basis going down the road. I think that, you know, either you're going to be more involved with tax, or you're going to be more involved with planning, and that's where I think it's going. It's strategizing, and being more.
I'm sure people are tuning in and saying, wait a second, you know, it's November, I got all this time. But again, we know Thanksgiving comes up, but then the holidays and Christmas and New Year's, and it flies right on by. So obviously, we're encouraging you to go back to your CPA if you have one, and get some planning and so forth. Because, you know, look, you can make some good some great investments, even though we've had a tough market lately. But then again, it's not what you earn; it's what you keep, right? So you hear this kind of mantra over and over again. I think the advice you said too is, you know, people should really look at the retirement accounts. Can you add more in? Can you make more investment into your company, which you get to write off? It used to be 5 years. To write off things, right? I mean, you used to like buy a plant or equipment or something, and let's say it's $100,000, for a company, and 5 years, take $20,000, take $20,000, take $20,000. But now it's upfront loaded.
Now you could just write off the whole 100%. It's amazing what these new tax laws are right now. But then, like I said, it affects everyone on a case by case basis based on their financial situations, which is why I'm calling all my clients to come in now, so they're not surprised when they come in to see me after the year end.
Exactly. Yeah, because otherwise, you know, next year it'll be, oh, you could have done this, you should have done this, you would have shared this. You know? Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for being a guest.
Thank you for navigating through
this complex thing. I think really what you're saying is planning. You know, you got to take some action, get some advice. Don't leave it till, you know, February, March, and when you do your taxes, do something about it now. So thank you for navigating that for us. And again, this is it. Guys, it goes by so fast here every Sunday morning with you. GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com. And Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.